minutes after the last movie ended yesterday at the Plaza Theater. Employees were busy sweeping up spilled popcorn and gathering candy wrappers and soda cups. It was a scene that had been repeated many times in the theater's 75-year history. This time, however, the cleanup was a little different. As one group of workers carried out the trash and wiped down the concession counters, another group began removing seats, light fixtures, and other theater equipment in preparation for the building's demolition. Wrecking crews were to begin tearing down the historic landmark at 10 a.m. today. To the film classic The Last Picture Show, starring Timothy Bottoms, Jeff Bridges, and Sybil Shepherd, was the last movie shown in the old theater. Though the movie is 30 years old, most of the 250 seats were filled with teary-eyed theater patrons wanting to say goodbye to the old building. Theater owner Ed Bradford said he chose the movie because it seemed appropriate. The movie is set in a small town, where the only movie theater is preparing to close down. Three Bradford said that large, new multi-screen theaters in the city made it impossible for the Plaza to compete. Film companies want to put their movies on several screens with many different showtimes, he said. That was something we just couldn't offer. Bradford added that the theater's location was also a factor. This used to be the center of town, he said. Now the area is mostly office buildings and warehouses. Bradford said the theater's demise has been coming for some time. Late last year, the theater closed briefly when it was unable to meet operating costs. Donations from local residents helped Bradford reopen the theater, but it was only a short-term solution. Last week, Mayor Kathy Sullivan and other city leaders suggested the city might be interested in turning the old theater into a museum and public meeting place. However, these plans were abandoned because of financial problems. City leaders wanted Bradford to donate the building and property to the city. In exchange, Mayor Sullivan had pledged that the city would pay to renovate the building. The cost of remodeling and repairing the building was estimated at over $1 million. However, Bradford declined. I've got to earn a living, too, he said. Five instead, Bradford sold the building and land to a local development firm, Parkins and Cliff. The firm plans to build a downtown shopping complex on the land where the theater is located. Parkins and Cliff has already purchased many of the small businesses surrounding the Plaza Theater building. The firm is considering making a multi-screen theater part of the shopping center. "Six, I'm sad to see it go," Jim Phelps said, as he strolled out of the theater late last night. "This is where my wife and I went on our first date." Phelps was one of several people who traveled hundreds of miles to see the show. "It was worth the drive," he said. The theater dates back to the time of silent movies, and until recently still featured piano music during the intermissions between shows. The movie screen could be pulled up to reveal a large stage where plays and other live entertainment events were sometimes performed. Mayor Sullivan had mixed emotions about the closing of the Plaza Theater. "While the closing of this historic site is sad to us all," she said, "a new shopping center would bring much-needed jobs to the downtown area." The crowd bid its final farewell as Bradford locked the doors for the last time. After 75 years, the Plaza Theater had shown its last movie. "The theater will be missed,"